kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ilang mga Pinoy ang nakibahagi sa FECA Conference 2024 na ginanap sa Brisbane noong 16 at 17 ng Oktubre. Ang FECA o Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia ay nagsasagawa ng conference taun-taon sa iba't ibang bahagi ng bansa upang talakayin ang mga issue ng multiculturalism. Nakapanayam ng ating kasamahan na si Christina Magbohos ang ilan sa mga ito, gaya ni Lee Ploman na delegado mula Australian Red Cross Connected Women sa Darwin Northern Territory.
Lee, what do you think can Filipinos offer in the wider Australian multicultural sector?
Okay, actually, tayo mga Pinoy, we are quite hardworking Filipinos, you know. We have a deep love for our family. We have also a natural sense of community. So those values that we have, we can actually, you know, we can share this to the different nationality. Though they have that already, but when it comes to caring, you know, we can impart or we can show them that it's not just caring, but commitment to the end of how we care our loved ones. You know, I think that's why mostly Filipino, you know, they love the nursing job because of that caring role and the aged care industry. So moreover as well, our Filipinos have unique skills that they can offer to the world. I mean, like the fields of medicine, you know, education, engineering, arts, whatever. So yun, by sharing our talents and promoting our culture, we help enrich the multicultural society here.
Inimbitahan naman bilang panelist sa isang talakayan sa kalusugan si Shirley Neild, na kinuha na rin anyang pagkakataon na makipag-ugnayan sa multicultural community.
So Ms. Shirley, bakit po kayo sumali bilang a delegate here at the National FECA Conference of Brisbane?
So I joined the FECA Conference as a delegate first and foremost because I was invited to be one of the panelists dito sa FECA in one of the topics about Age Reform Act. And then, of course, I took that opportunity as well, no? Took advantage of that invitation also to network with the multicultural communities because I'm very, very active in the Gold Coast with the multicultural community endeavors and initiatives.
Wonderful. Could you tell us a bit about your migrant story?
Actually, mine is very simple because I am already a nurse who have served the United Kingdom, England specifically, for 10 years. And then it was just very random. One day, my junior colleague migrated here and she then exposed the nursing world stories in Australia. So I did look into that and then... yeah, ganun na yung nangyari. I came here, Queensland Health recruited me. They gave us a good benefits, so Australia became a home.
How do you think can FECA support Filipino migrants or the multicultural communities as a whole?
FECA plays a big role, vital role, crucial role. I have to emphasize on that. Because they provide education, not only education, but promotion. Not only education promotion, but the contact, yung essential, opportunities to reach out to the essential appropriate departments and organizations. So they for me, no, I consider them more of like an umbrella. Like they provide us with sources and support for all required help.
Mula naman sa Melbourne, bumiyahe sa Brisbane ang Australian Filipino Community Services sa pangunguna ni Corina Dutlo.
What is the participation of your association at the FECA conference?
Yes, so as an ethno-specific service provider and charity, we provide a lot of services and support in the community, and we wanted to gauge a bigger picture of what is happening in the multicultural Australia. And so the conference provided that, and we were able to see a vast range of issues in the community, successes in the community, and also the plans for the future as well.
Okay, wonderful. So what is your message for the young people, the future generation, coming from this conference?
I would say just be a part of the conversation. I think what FECA is doing is great, but perhaps it's not involved with the mainstream young people conversation and schools and communities. So we really need to embed their voices and what they're doing in school, what they're doing in their community clubs and sports and arts, that is also linked in with opportunities such as this, like FECA and other conference opportunities for their voices to be heard. I think it's really important, and it was great that it was highlighted the importance of youth and listening to their needs and also their approaches. It was great to see during the conference different mediums that youth used to voice things that are important to them. And I think a lot of community leaders got the message on education, on empowerment and opportunities.
Kasama din ni Corina si Arcangel Ocampo at inilatag nito ang mga proyekto ng grupo na nakakaapekto sa multikulturalismo.
Bakit po kayo naging part ng FECA National Conference?
As part of yung community organization ng namin na Australian Filipino Community Services, meron tayong mga programa na affecting the multicultural framework din ng Filipino community sa Melbourne, especially the whole Australia siguro. Kasi matagal-tagal na rin tayong part ng diaspora ng Australian community since siguro yung early mga migration ng mga Filipino dito from 1970s or earlier than that. Eh, naging part na tayo nung framework ng Australia sa pagpatupad niya ng what's multiculturalism o paano ito nakaka-affect sa mga komunidad, lalong-lalo ng komunidad ng mga Pilipino, at paano tayo makikisama sa iba't ibang kultura na nakapaloob sa Australia din.
Wonderful. Can you share po yung konti lang how you came as a migrant?
Siguro yung late 1987, nag-open up ang Australia sa mga skilled and yung mga family migration. Doon ako na, ano, kasi yung brother ko na nauna dito, 1977, well, they started giving us an opportunity to decide whether to stay in the Philippines or mag-migrate and try Australian life. And from that on, ang background ko naman sa Pilipinas, nasa financial industry din ako. I was working in a bank. Pero, you know, sabi ko, try natin. Bakit naman hindi? Kasi nakikita naman natin na baka may opportunity for growth. And at the same time, try new culture. Baka makatulong at saka makakontribute din sa kultura ng Australia.
Ngayong taon, ang tema ng FECA Conference ay Our Experiences, Our Future, na ipinapakita mga katatagan at mga hamong kinakaharap ng mga culturally and linguistically diverse communities sa kabuuan ng bansa. Kaagapay ng FECA 2024 ang Ethnic Communities Council of Queensland, at isa sa miyembro nito ang Pinay na si Joey Serrano.
Magandang hapon, Joy. So ano naman yung involvement mo dito sa FECA conference?
Well, I'm part of I work with Ethnic Communities Council of Queensland. So we're actually co-hosting the FECA conference. Ayan. Kaya kami busy as a co-host. Yun, so ayun, busy at the moment, going here and there, pag-welcome sa mga visitors natin and guests. Yeah.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about your migrant story?
Oh, well, I came here as a student. I've been here for like 13 years now. Started to study doing the usual, studied nursing, and then later on, you know, got lucky, had my sponsorship, and now I'm a citizen in Australia.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
what
you
a
so
success
much.
Story. Okay. So what do you think is the contribution of Filipinos to the wider Australian multicultural society?
I think with us engaging with them, collaborating with other communities, no, it's a big thing. Because at least it's actually showing and showcasing the Filipino culture, beliefs, and everything, you know. So I think that's one of the greatest things that yung mga Filipino has been doing in Australia in the multicultural sector.
Okay, last question. So how do you think can FECA help with the multicultural communities and migrants here?
I think it's more of the collaboration, no? With people engaging with each other, collaborating, with each other's community. I think the FECA has opened that. It become a space for everybody to actually work together. So to have a more like, you know, a space for diverse background culture na nandito sa Australia. So I think this is what FECA is all about.
So any short message or words for Filipinos aspiring to come to Australia and have a live here permanently?
Ay nako, ano ba? Siguro one of the things that I would say is ano, always be open for collaborations with people around. Always grab opportunities and, you know, the opportunity to always be with the people around you. Yan ang pinaka-importante. Kasi you'll never know who you're collaborating with, networking, and it actually can bring you further in whatever your plan is in Australia.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo mula sa mga panayam ni Christina Magbohos at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.